You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jayzsocialenterprises.com. Today the show is brought to you by polishedandbubbly.blogspot.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line, Iris Sherman, who is the co-founder of Kitschology. Hi, Iris. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. It's spring, and the weather is just feeling beautiful outside.
Awesome. Now, you're based in Maryland, correct?
Yes.
Love it.
We are based in the greater D.C. area, and the company is actually in a incubator in the D.C. Tech space.
So, Iris, let's share with our listeners what Kitschology is for people who don't know what it is.
Yes. So Kitschology is the first platform that is an integrated cooking platform for people who are managing a special diet. We allow the consumer to not worry about their limitations, but actually enjoy food. We help you make better food decisions so you can actually eat better. What we do is we actually allow the user to not worry about the millions of recipes out there, but that one recipe that you want to make for dinner. And we take that recipe, and based on what your food profile looks like and what you avoid, we make recommended substitutions directly in the recipe so that you can now, you know, make the meal that is the right ingredients and is safer, especially if you're dealing with food allergies, which is our early target.
I love the whole concept because it's like you can eat what you want, but the way that you can eat it, pretty
yes,
much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so cool. So how did Kitschology come together?
I met my co-founder, actually, in my previous startup, because I come from the startup world. In fact, I only know the startup life. And I was leading a startup that was a heavy-duty science. I have a background in immunology. And he was helping me with some of my technology, my co-founder, Alain Briançon. And we talked a lot about food, and doing a food startup was something that we kept kind of talking about. I explained how in my family, I have food allergies, and that when I make a meal, it's really complicated. And, you know, I used to keep things on an Excel spreadsheet. And if I was planning a really big meal like Thanksgiving and having my different family members coming over along with my kids, I really had limited choices and really had to focus on, okay, what can we collectively eat as one group, and the choices were small. And I would spend a lot of time on the web looking for a recipe. I always had to modify the recipe. And then I would also spend a lot of time looking for the ingredients, because a lot of them that I needed weren't in the supermarket. So I would buy a lot of them online. Now, my co-founder, he actually was really focused on food waste, and that he felt that there was just too much wasted food in his pantry, and that, you know, we fall into this trap of constantly buying the same foods over and over again. And we don't even sometimes know that we may actually have three of the same already in there. So he thought software intervention was needed to help you with your inventory management in the kitchen. And so we kind of combined the two, with the premise of really focusing on the difficulties with a special diet and finding the right foods and ingredients. And then through software, we could actually also manage your inventory. We do that in a very unique way.
So cool. So do all of these recipes get saved? Like, if you can kind of just explain to our audience, like, how can people find recipes through the website?
Yes. So what we do, we encourage you to, you can take a recipe from the web. We actually have software. It's like, it's called a clipping software. It's just like what Evernote uses, where it actually will bring the recipe that you choose directly into the platform. Or what we like to do is we like to push you to pick a recipe from one of our recipe channels. And these channels are really organized like a cable box. You have, you know, the HBO channel, the NBC channel, and each of these channels actually has a different focus. So like we are focused on a group of bloggers showing their content in a channel, or it could be a health and wellness app, or it could be a brand that is showing their recipes. And then once you take a recipe, we highlight the problematic ingredients in the recipe based on your profile, and then you cook.
So cool.
And it's also a step-by-step cooking app. So we stay with you throughout the cooking process. And we also want to and encourage you to share your insights with others. For instance, maybe
like if
you have
made it, right? Yeah, cool.
Maybe you had a great substitution that you had never even thought of. Like, for instance, what if you used hummus instead of peanuts in a recipe and it came out really good and you wanted to tell everybody that on social media? So we directly connect to all the social channels so that it's a kind of a social cooking app as well.
Love it. So I definitely want to talk about how Kitchology is such a unique idea and brand. I mean, there is nothing like it out there. Like, it's definitely unreplicable, right?
Yes. We feel that that is truly the case because there is lots and lots and lots of food apps out there. And most of the apps focus on millions of recipes, but really it's the recipe you want to make for tonight. But what is unique about our software, because our software, our technology is really what makes Kitchology unique. We have actually in software encoded all of the culinary rules. Those are the rules that cover the art of cooking. It's how ingredients actually work well with each other. And we also mapped out close to 500,000 ingredient substitutions. And this is really the science of nutrition. And this is how, you know, you make a recommendation on how to substitute out applesauce for sugar, or how to substitute out, reducing sugar in a recipe. Because those kinds of information, you would have to go to a book to get that information. So the software uses what's called machine learning. And machine learning, and some people criticize, okay, what does machine learning really mean? But machine learning is actually very complicated. It's really taking rules. And what we do with machine learning is we learn about the user, their food choices, what they like, what they dislike. We even learn about what they have on hand by just the choices that they make in a recipe. For instance, if you choose a recipe and you put we have an integrated shopping list. So you're going to start, say you're not going to make that recipe till tonight, but it's the morning time. So now you're going to put onto a shopping list maybe only two ingredients from that recipe. That tells us right away that you have all the other ingredients. And so we map that out. And so over time, as you use the platform, we get smarter and smarter about you. And you have your own bucket, and nobody else, you know, can touch that bucket. So those decisions, I don't know how to say it, really, you know, committed to you, if you will, whatever I don't know how to say it. It's your own bucket list, if you will.
So cool. So can you, as a blogger, influencer, somebody that goes into the website, do they have their own page that they can upload their recipes? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. So we encourage and we love working with bloggers. In fact, we have federated close to 300 food allergy bloggers, and they are people that are in our space that are all dealing with special diets, and we are giving them a channel on the app. And the channel allows them to basically go mobile with their blog and also to showcase some of their recipes that are tried and tested. And also, we're going to encourage the user that picks one of the blogger's recipes to actually modify that recipe. So now that recipe becomes even more enriched.
Right. That's so cool. That concept is awesome because everybody has their own way of making something, right? Depending on what they can eat or not.
Yes.
So cool. So what was the first recipe on the website that people started to, you know, make changes with?
So I like to call it our test case recipe is really chicken parmesan, and there's a few reasons for that. One, if you Google chicken parmesan, it is the most Googled search for recipe.
Really?
So that was, yes. So there's, on any given day, depending on what Google displays for the number of available recipes, it can be 1 million to 5 million.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. So we decided to take chicken parmesan as a test case, because the other thing about that is you have a combination of different things in there. If you are on a gluten-free diet, you need to think about the breadcrumbs that are in the chicken parmesan. You also perhaps could be a combination of being gluten-free and need to be dairy-free. So now you have to substitute out the dairy component. So it can be a complicated recipe if you're managing multiple food special diets.
Right.
So we thought, you know, we would start with that and show the multiple substitution opportunities based on a different types of users. And so that was one of our first ones that we did. So you can have one recipe, and based on even just one ingredient in the recipe, you could have potentially 15,000 choices.
Yeah, that's so crazy. It's incredible how creative people can be, right? It's awesome.
Yep.
So I definitely now want to discuss how the company name came together. So where did Kitschology come from?
So my co-founder, Alain Briançon, came up with the name. And he did a Google search on the word kitchen. And he saw lots of kitchenologies and kitschology, when you took out the EN of kitchen, was available. So kitschology, he figured, okay, if we go with this name, we own this space, because the name has never been used on Google. And that was like, oh, this is a good thing.
Yeah, it's catchy. It is very catchy. I like it a lot.
I actually have to, when I pitch and when I talk about the company, I do have to stress that it's kitschology, not kitchenology.
Right. Gee, it's different. It puts like a science to the kitchen, you
yes.
know? It's very cool.
It's true.
So, Iris, let's talk about who you are and what you do in your free time. So when you're not working, what do you like to do?
So I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm an entrepreneur. It's in my blood. I grew up in an entrepreneurial home. My father was an entrepreneur. He had his own company. So I learned at a very young age what it's like to live the life of an entrepreneur. So I spend a lot of my time mentoring. I'm on the board of an accelerated group here in DC. But I love to focus on women entrepreneurs and helping them. I even went so far and had a team that came from Latvia spend 3 months in my home, as they had come to the United States to showcase their company and take the resources that we have here. So I'm a big proponent of helping others and giving back. I also I am a runner, so I love to run. And I have a son that plays soccer in college, so I'm a true soccer mom.
Nice.
I've spent 10 years, you know, going to soccer all year long, soccer, and trips up and down the East Coast. And now he's in college and he's in New England playing soccer. So I try to get to as many games as I can. And that keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool. And then obviously you're a foodie, right?
I'm a foodie.
Obviously.
I love to cook.
Yeah.
I love to experiment. You know, for Kitschology, I even made a whole bunch of cooking videos where you've got me talking about the concept of substitution and cooking in my kitchen. And having fun with that and being very casual, wearing my Kitschology apron.
Love it. So it was fabulous to have you on today. Please tell us where our listeners can follow Kitschology and you on social media, and also your website.
Yes. So you please do come to Kitschology. It's at kitschology.com. We are very social active. We have a Facebook page with Kitschology. We have two Twitter accounts. We have Kitchen Chick, who is me, and that actually has a greater presence. And we also have the corporate Twitter account of Kitschology. We're on Instagram. We are on StumbleUpon and all of the other channels. We are very, very socially active. And we have a blog, and our blog is blog.kitchology.com. And we have every day we publish a new post surrounding food news, new recipes, new ingredients, what's happening in the industry. We also have a very active following. Our traffic on our blog is about 250,000 monthly
Amazing.
Visitors.
That's awesome.
So we are very people come to learn about how to deal with different types of ingredient substitution, you know, looking for concepts about how to modify something to make it conform to a paleo diet, or of course the gluten-free is all the rage. So we have lots of gluten-free stuff that we talk about and brands that we promote as well.
Love it.
Don't forget to download the app. It's on the App Store. It's right now, we're about to release it to the masses, but we are still inviting people in to help us test the app and make sure that it's getting ready for a bigger launch.
Fabulous. Now, if influencers and, you know, bloggers, additional bloggers want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Please send me an email, iris.sherman@kitchology.com.
Perfect. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for sharing your inspiring business and story.
Thank you.
Of course. And thank you everyone for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Be sure to follow Kitchology and stay tuned till next time. Today, the show was brought to you by Get Seen Magazine. Be sure to check out Iris and Kitchology in our May 1st issue. In addition, we want to thank ConnectPay.com for being a fabulous sponsor, and be sure to check out Kitchology on ConnectPay.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.